clear, elevated conversation on crucial issues. Boyd Matheson on Inside Sources.
Welcome back to Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. It's great to be with you today. As always, I am Boyd Matheson. As we look at the current Congress and how effective or ineffective it has been, most important, we have to look at what are they actually doing that's impacting the American people. I think the results don't lie. We're dealing with a lot of deep division, a lot of gridlock. And it's not that we always need to be doing more or passing more bills, but it's at least having the right conversations, the right debates, the right kinds of votes. And over the last decade, it seems to have gotten steadily worse in terms of productivity and efficiency in terms of Congress. And we want to take a look at that today from an interesting perspective. And I'm really thrilled to have joining us on the program, Nick Robertson, of course, is a staff writer for The Hill, has a great piece around Congress. And Nick, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You had a great piece today in The Hill, thehill.com, talking about the fact that, according to Joe Manchin, everyone should be ashamed of the current Congress. Is he right, and why?
Yeah, that's what Joe Manchin said. He and Rob Portman were talking about how there's a lot of dysfunction in the Senate and the House, and that's really slowing things down. We're seeing a big trend of members of Congress, both in the House and Senate, Manchin included, who are deciding to retire because they just can't put up with it anymore. and as you noted, there haven't been many bills passed in Congress. This past year had the fewest bills ever passed the House of any recent term. And a lot of important legislation isn't really getting there.
Let's chime in a little bit. This was a conversation with former senator from Ohio, Rob Portman, and Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia with Manu Raju from CNN. Here's how former Senator Portman responded when asked if Congress is really fulfilling the job role. Here's how he described it.
Well, no, in the sense that Congress isn't doing much legislating, and they've been rather dysfunctional. The border policy, I think, has become sort of the poster child of what I'm talking about, that it's hard to solve policy issues these days because both the right and the left seem to get some advantage from things being unsolved.
So break that down for us just a little bit, Nick, especially as it relates to things like immigration, border security, that it seems that the political point is more important than the policy progress. How do we get past that?
Yeah, you're right that politics kind of wins out, especially in a big election season. Of course, every year is a big election season nowadays, it seems.
Yeah.
But the way you look at it, you know, Republicans and Democrats both want to fix the border. Of course, the way they want to go about that is a bit different, but that's just down to brass tacks. So the idea with Republicans are saying, you know, we want to make X, Y changes. Democrats are saying a different thing, but they can't come to a compromise because if one side wins, then the other has to lose. And that doesn't look good on the ballot box. So if nobody wins, nobody loses, and we don't change policy, that's where we're stuck.
Yeah, and I just want to pause on that for a second and unpack that because I think it's important for our listeners to recognize that when the policy points are so high, then you get nothing done, but it maintains the status quo. And
right.
It seems to me that both sides of the political aisle are confident in their position with the status quo, that they can sell it, that they can raise money off of it, that they can run wedge issue campaigns off it. And so is it just the fact that politically both sides seem to think the status quo is okay and it may help us maintain or regain power?
Yeah, I think that's reasonable, that both sides are as much as they say – this is the end of the world.
Right.
at the end of the day, the status quo is better than losing. No one
right.
wants to risk having the other side get a win out of it, even if it means making some reforms. What we saw earlier this year, and I think it was February, there was a bipartisan border package that was proposed in the Senate that had a lot of support, but the House didn't like it. Former President Trump didn't like it, and that got shut down. But a lot of the ideas there were very popular with most Americans, and that likely would have made a small progress towards a lot of the border stuff people are talking about. But because that would have made Democrats look good, because that didn't really work out.
Yeah, it's fascinating how that continues to be the marching orders from both sides of the political aisle. Don't risk anything that would cause us to risk losing the majority or prevent us from gaining the majority. And I think that's part of the problem there. As you talk with your sources there in D.C., Nick, any little coalitions building or anything kind of under the headlines in terms of things that we might see, or are we just kind of stuck in this fake fight and false choice until we get past the first Tuesday of November?
It's real tricky. You know, border is going to be the big thing this year. We did have that bipartisan package in February. Even getting it to the point that it did, that it got introduced in the Senate, was a major hurdle, even if it didn't make it to the House. And there have been rumblings that that could maybe happen again. Though now with all of the foreign aid package for Ukraine, for Israel, that passed this past weekend, I'm not too sure if that's going to come up. We'll have to wait and see. So that's going to be the big question. But now we've been running on temporary federal budget bills for months and months now. People are moving on to the 2025 budget.
Yeah.
And then we're going to see a whole new round of fights over the there's no break.
Yeah, that's right. And we will just continue to make our prediction that September 30th will arrive this year, as it does every year. And my guess is with the election, we'll probably have a punting of the funding of the government until probably early December, where we'll have the fake fight and the false choice, and probably a continuing resolution, as you alluded to, Nick, that we'll probably see that play out one more time.
It would not surprise me.
Yeah. All right. Great great perspective, as always, Nick Robertson, staff writer for The Hill. You can check out his piece, Everyone Should Be Ashamed of Current Congress, by Joe Manchin there. And Nick, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
All right. And that's Nick Robertson. And I think some of the things that Nick pointed out there that I think are really crucial for us to think through and to recognize as voters and as citizens, that the status quo is good for those who are in power. And whether you think that power is on the left or the right, in the Republicans or the Democrats, the status quo. And so often what we think are left and right battles are really vertical battles between those in power and those who aren't. Even within a singular party, in the Democrats, the biggest battles are not between the ideological spectrum, but between those who have power in the Democratic caucus and those who do not. And the same thing is true on the Republican side. You have those who are in power and in leadership and those who are not. And the answer to a lot of that comes in the kinds of bills that we saw over the weekend on these aid packages. The fact that they were very focused, very singular, so that members could actually read it, absorb it, debate it, and vote on it. And that's why you had some members of Congress who voted yes for Ukraine funding, but no for Israel funding. And some voted no for Israel and yes for Ukraine. And so you're allowed to do that, and that's the way it's supposed to be done. That's the way the process is supposed to work. And it's only when we get to those narrow bills, laser-focused, I'm one who believes we should get to singular subject kinds of bills rather than these massive bills that allow what I think should not be allowed, and that is the status quo. Because if you're interested in change, if you're interested in improvement for the country, if you're interested in real results to move the nation forward, the status quo won't cut it. But those in power love the status quo, so they're going to sell you division and dysfunction because it keeps them in power. So we've got to change the dynamic, but that starts with how we vote come November. All right, that wraps up hour number one of Inside Sources here on KSL News Radio. We'll step aside for some top of the hour news. Hour number two is coming right up. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
KSL FM Midvale.
KSL Salt Lake City.
From the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios, this is KSL News Radio.
Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.